My name's Pauline Hayden, Pauline Lewis it was, originally. Born in Castleford, grew up in Glasshoughton until I was 11, 12, and then we moved to Low Ackworth, where I spent most of my years at Ackworth Howard School, a lovely little school of 20 pupils. I left school at 14 and I got a job at what was called Public Benefit at that time, but it was a benefit shoe shop in Pontefract. And I worked there for a couple of years, hoping always to be a nurse, but you couldn't be until you were 18. And so then I spread my wings and I went to work in Leeds at George Bray's, who were mantle makers. I worked in their Burner Wages office for 2 or 3 years. And then I decided I wanted to go nursing. So I gave up that job and I came back and I worked for a fortnight at Pontefract Laundry. I worked a fortnight, hated every minute of it, a week, hated every minute of it, gave me notice in and left. And then I got this job at Alton Hall. I'd always wanted to be a nurse from being 10. And we did it when we were at Glasshoughton, when I worked in, lived in Glasshoughton. We were doing a concert at Castleford and District Hospital, and we did Midsummer Night's Dream, and I think I was one of the fairies or something. And when we went round the hospital and saw that, it really thought, oh, I'd love to do this. I didn't like it at Leeds. We just didn't. My friend had worked at Waddington's, and so she decided she were leaving, so we decided to go to Alton. Matron interviewed us, and we'd no idea what was happening. We just thought we'd gone for a job, and we were living in Ackworth, so we were used to travelling. And she interviewed us and talked to us about what it was all about, took us around, showed us the blocks and everything. We thought, oh, this is good. And then she took us in a big car. I can't remember what sort of a car it was, but it was really big, a bit like the London taxis are now. And she took us up to Hatfield Hall. And at Hatfield Hall, that was the place for girls only. She took us into the dining, into the Oak Room it was, which was the dining room, and introduced us to the staff. And said, showed us our room and said, you're living in, so if you go home and bring whatever you need, this is where you're going to live. And she showed us the residence. Then it was a twin beds in a room and a little flat of its own with another girl also living with us. And that is how we started, but with no idea when we went that we were going to be resident.
So that was a bit of a shock,
yes,
then?
Yeah, it was. And then, lo and behold, that would be a couple of months later, she told us we were going to Harrogate for 3 months to do nurse training. But otherwise, we thought we were working as auxiliaries or something.
So the idea was that you got the job, they asked you to live at Hatfield Hall near Stanley.
Told us to.
Or told you,
yes,
to.
Yes, yes.
But you were actually working at Alton.
Yes, yes, we travelled daily.
On the bus?
Yes, or? At the bus, Burroughs bus. It was a big red Burroughs bus that ran down through the village at that time.
And did they give you a bus fare for that?
No.
So you had to pay for yourself?
Yes, yeah.
I think it would surprise somebody now that you didn't have to go and do the training first, to do a course somewhere first.
No.
Can you remember that matron's name?
Yes, Miss Florence. She was known as Matron Florence. It's a lovely person and really cared. I mean, she said to me one day, there's a ridge in my carpet the times you come in. Do remember that I'm responsible for you when you're staying out late. You know, I'm responsible, so please do behave because the ridge in my room is with you walking and being told off by me. So do bear that in mind.
Can you remember your first day at work then?
Yes, I can. We'd been home for the weekend, we'd got our tackle, our nightdresses and anything else we needed, come back, and then we were to start work on the Monday. And so we went down to Alton on the bus. I think we started at 9 instead of the 7 usual start. We went and Matron took us into the sewing room at Alton, got us measured for uniforms and everything, then sent us into the dining room to have a cup of coffee and feel our bearings and everything. Then she took us down to the blocks and told us, introduced us to the other girls. And so we picked up our uniforms later that day and went back to Hatfield. And from there on in, we started working. But we worked shifts. And we normally, Barbara and I weren't just, we were friends. We hadn't just met going there. We'd been friends. And in actual fact, how we came to be friends, a dad worked for my dad. And so he'd come down for his wages on the Friday. And he said, oh, Pauline, aren't you going out? And Dad said, oh, no, she never goes out. He says, no, Barbara doesn't go out either. So Dad said, as he would, well, why don't you come down here and go out together, which she did. And so we were really close. I had no sisters, and she'd only one sister, who were much younger. So we've always been more like sisters. And I still see her, still keep in touch with Barbara.
And that first few weeks at Alton Hall, what were your duties? What did you have to do?
Looking after the children. What we did, we got them ready, we gave them the dinner, we played with them, and we were allocated, because there were quite a few. With the regarded 25 schoolboys and 25 babies, there were 50 children on the unit. 25 could go to school. The schoolroom in the villa, they could go to school, but the others played all day. And there were children there were spastics, and there were epileptics, and really poorly children that couldn't go in the schoolroom and sit and concentrate. But the others were quite bright. So we used to watch them. We'd sit in the day room with them, and they'd be playing and be running about, or we'd be in the garden with them, and they'd go, we'd take them sometimes, but we weren't really, as young student nurses, we weren't really allowed to escort the patients on our own, because they were a danger to everybody, danger to themselves, and if anything had happened outside the blocks, then we would have been for the high jump.
So you say there were 50 of them?
Yes, 50 children.
And what was the age range?
From, I think our youngest was about 2 to about 14. But then when they got to the stage where they were 14, puberty and everything, they went to Beachview, which was the block next door. They went there to the older ones, more teenagers. But then if they'd any problems, then they went up to the hall, which was the balcony and the ground floor where the more difficult to... more needy ones were. But they did go, once they went there, to the bigger ones. They went up to the community centre where things were going on, activities like industrial unit, where they made Christmas crackers and all sorts of Christmas things, and they made tumble twist rugs. And so some of the patients, because every patient at Alton Hall had a job that were able to do one, they all got paid. Everybody got paid. My husband paid them out every week with the wages. Or if they weren't capable of having money, it was put into an account for them. And every week, Cliff Cunliffe, who was the store manager, used to bring biscuits and chocolates, go round, and they could buy chocolates and things. Then they'd be put in a tin and put to one side. And then the children would, every tea time, the tins would come out and the kids would have biscuits, sweets, chocolates or anything.
So let me get this right. You were with those children, about 50 children.
Yes.
What was your unit called? What was the block called?
Lakeview. That was the dormitory. There was that dormitory, and then there was another dormitory along the end. You went into the door, there was a reception. Then at this side there were toilets, all the toilets, wash basins and everything. And then you went into the dormitory. Then at this side, as you turned round this side, that was the day room. You went through the day room to the other part, which was the dining room, the school room and the kitchen.
Would you call it a hut? Was it a wooden building?
No, it was a prefab building.
A prefab building. Do you know how long it had been there when you got there?
I think they went up for the soldiers that came back from war.
Right, okay.
To accommodate them, I think, as far as I know.
Right, so there was Lakeview.
Yes.
There was, what's this other
one? Beachview.
Now, Beachview was for slightly older children,
yes,
teenagers.
Yes.
And just tell me about the hall itself. What was in the hall? Who was living in the hall, and how many patients were there in the hall when you got there?
Well, altogether, there was about 400 patients at Alton Hall, about 407, I think, something like that. And so they were segregated because they did more manual work, like the brewery. Outside workers, you know, they'd go down into the village to do jobs. They'd go over to the farm, which was enclosed in the grounds. But you went up to the hall, and we were down the slope. These two villas were Beach and Lakeview. We went up the slope, and the hall was there in front of you. And we went in the side view. But as the hall was the ground floor, which was the part that you saw as you went up. And then you went round the corner to the dining room, the sewing room, the kitchen and everything was there. But it was beyond that. Then upstairs was the balcony, which was for more noisy, violent residents. And they'd shout to you through the windows. Some of them were shouting abuse as you went by and things. And I remember Dr. Laughlin used to play golf on the gardens. And Barry somebody or other, would be shouting through a window, "It bloody thing then!" When they were missing ball and everything. And they'd shout at you going up, but you'd wave and off you'd go. And then everybody, there were a dining room, the kitchen, and then at the other side was the staff kitchen's cloakroom, and you could go in that door, but the stores were there as well, where all the foods were, you know, because Cliff Cunliffe supplied, and he lived in Woodlesford actually, Dick Cliff. He would supply stuff to the kitchen, stuff to Hatfield, and stuff, all these comforts for the patients.
And of these 400 patients in total then, what was the age range there then of the ones in the hall? Were there people very old living
yes,
there?
Yes. I can't remember, but I don't think they were geriatric old. I don't think they lived that long. But there were quite a few that you'd see just sitting rocking. They didn't move about. But these were people that had meningitis, and they were never, ever going to be any better. Or that what we call autism now was what we must have nursed in them days. Autistic, but they didn't have a label to it. And we nurse people like epileptics and people brain damaged and cerebral palsy, physical disabilities as well, people that couldn't walk very well, they were in wheelchairs and things. Most of them got up in a day, and I remember we'd two or three hydrocephs, and one of the hydrocephs was the biggest in Europe, massive head he had. And I remember I took my little boy when he was two. Up to the girls on the blocks wanted to see the baby, and I wasn't working there then, so Vicky was just over a year, over just newish. Took the kids up, and Andrew was looking and moving away for this big playpen, because they had to build a playpen for him. His head was too big for a cot, and he couldn't move. It took three to move him, two to move his head, and one to move his legs, his body. And Andrew never said anything, but he was looking and moving away. And so when we got home, I thought, oh, we shall have some questions now, because he's a really bright little boy. And he said, oh, Daddy, I've seen Humpty Dumpty at your hospital today. But that's all it had meant to him. And Graham were furious. You haven't let him see Lenny. I said, I have, but how lovely he's taken it like that. You know, he could have been terrified of this monster looking, because his head were like a balloon and it were all marked and horrible. But it were quite enlightening, really, to think that he just thought of it as Humpty Dumpty.
But what the reason I was asking about how old people were, do you know how long, when you started in 1953, do you know how long anybody had been there before that? Had they been there since the 1920s, some of them, do you think?
Oh, they'd been there a long time, yeah. Lots of years they'd been there. It was everybody knew Alton Hall as, you know, a place. But it was, like you said, it was asylum. And people had come there, and the villagers didn't regard it as they were there for a place of safety. And, I mean, we had some funny incidents, really. But I can't remember going up to the hall very much as a young student. You know, we went up and we went into the kitchen and we met the male nurses and everything. And if we had to go through the hall, we'd to be accompanied. And you'd see them sitting at tables playing dominoes or playing cards or things.
Were any of them violent enough to be locked up all the time?
Or? Yeah, those were on the balcony.
So the ones on the balcony were what we
disturbed.
Would
yeah.
call schizophrenic or...
Well, they'd be disturbed, not necessarily schizo or psychopaths. Not. We didn't have... we did have labels in our learning. You know, when we were training, we had labels, but they were just residents then. You know, some with more needs than others, some with special needs, some with more needs. But right. All the staff were aware of it, and all the male... There were all male nurses up there. There were no females worked up there. Only the females worked on the block in Lakeview and in the kitchens.
Can I take you back to Lakeview and when you
yes.
started?
Yeah.
Go back to, you were telling me that you were sent away to be trained.
Yes,
tell me about
yeah.
that.
For 3 months. We went to Harrogate to a nurse training school at Harrogate for 3 months to PTS, preliminary training school. And then we did, it were branched out. You did nursing full stop. There were fever nurses, geriatric, everything went there. Pinderfields and Stanley Royd had their own training school, so they didn't go. But we were amalgamated with Clayton Hospital, County Hospital, Snapthorpe Hospital. All those were in the A group. B group was Pinderfields and Stanley Royd, so they had their own nurse training school. They didn't go to Harrogate, but we did. They went from Killinbeck and from Snapthorpe, fevers, general and everything.
So that was a general nursing course. Yes. It wasn't specifically for people with mental health issues.
No, we did that. And then after we sat our prelim, when we came back after 3 months, we studied and took our preliminary nurse. And then we went on to specialise then. In subnormality. So then when it came up to our finals, we would be taking we wouldn't be taking SRN, we were taking RNMH, Registered Nurse for the Mentally Handicapped. That's what we would qualify as, nurses for the mentally handicapped.
Right, okay, so you did 3 months at Harrogate.
Yes.
You got your qualification, and then you came back to Lakeview, yes. Presumably.
Yes.
And did your friend stay with you through
all of that? Yes, right, yes,
okay.
Yes.
Take me back into Lakeview once you've finished that. How many nurses and staff were there actually in that unit then?
There'd be a sister. There were qualified assistant I was in charge. And she'd allocate us to, you do the nursery, you do the schoolboys, and you know. But then what we did, and there'd be maybe a couple of nursing auxiliaries are there with me as a student and sister. And then we would go on in the morning. The routine would be you'd go on in the morning, you'd get all the children up because they'd all be still in bed, all be in wet beds, so you'd have them to wash, bath or whatever. And you'd toilet them, you'd take them into the bathroom to toilet them. Then you'd get them dressed and then you'd give them the breakfast. And then they'd go into school, the ones that were, and then the ones that weren't, we would concentrate then on the babies in the nursery. And then one nurse would be in with the children in the day room, the ones that were more active. And I mean, when I say more active, they used to run about all over. There were no sitting down and being good or anything. And they'd be sitting down and falling all over. And then if it were nice, we'd take them out into the grassed area at the back of Lakeview.
They must have been a bit of a handful.
There were, but we'd never done anything. We'd never done it before, so we didn't know what to expect. But there were a handful, and they took a lot of watching. And then somebody, we'd give them all the breakfast in the dining room, and then they would go the separate ways. Then they'd come back for the dinner, and we'd take all the little ones, toilet them again. And I mean, you can imagine 12 or so children in the toilets all together, sitting on potties because they couldn't use toilets, and they were sliding about all over, and they were weeing all over, little boys missing the potties and all sorts. It were mayhem, really.
And how did those children get there? How were they sent to Alton Hall in the first place?
They were sent under a court order, usually, because they were unable to guard themselves against the common dangers.
And that was the rule? That was we never really
saw any case notes. We didn't know where they'd come from or what was wrong with them. We assumed this, you know, watching me as fits and watch him, you know, he falls about. And so it was sister that sort of guided us. She was a lovely sister. She was an older person with no family. Her husband were a male nurse up at the hall. But she really helped us a lot, you know, look after him and look after them. They'd fall and bump their heads and, you know, really, really. Jessie Brooke, she lived in the village, Jessie Brooke.
And what was her husband called?
Albert.
Albert and Jessie Brooke. So these children, they were sent to you because of this. They couldn't really
guard themselves.
So
against the common dangers.
What about their parents? Did their parents agree to this or what?
We'd no idea. We just went in. But when the parents came, I can't remember whether it were once a month or once every 6 weeks, the parents would come and we'd wait. It'd just be on a Saturday afternoon, I think. 2 o'clock came, you'd see Burra's bus pull up at the bottom of the field, and then you'd see this track of people coming up with buns and biscuits and treats for the kids, and we'd sit in the dining room. We always had to sit in the dining room with the visitors. So whether there were some of them that had been brought up for being abused by the parents or what had happened, we'd no idea. We'd no case notes at all. And we didn't do reports on each child, how you do in hospitals. Sister reported if anybody had an accident or anything, and then just hand over. But there were no report on every child every day.
And where did they come from? How far away did they come from?
All over. They came from Barnsley, Sheffield, Ferrybridge.
So all yours were boys?
Yes, at Lakeview.
At Lakeview.
Hatfield Hall were girls. Right. But they were older girls. There were no really little girls there then.
But as you say, some of them nowadays would be left to live with their parents or...
I think they would all have been.
What I'm getting at is that... So they must have not wanted to be there. Or would have... Did any of them try and run away and go,
oh... Oh, yes. Yeah, we had one, Barry Wayne, who was always running away. And we had to put him a red jumper on so that we could see if he got over the wall. And I remember one day my husband had taken Andrew up, my little boy, he'd go working Saturday morning. He'd take the kids up to play up there while in the boardroom and things while they were working. And Andrew had a red jumper on and he's playing on the field and there were a big laburnum tree outside. And Andrew were running round this tree in his red jumper and all of a sudden two of the carers came up from Lakeview and they're waiting for him to run round again. And Graham looked out and he said, "What are you doing?" "We catch it." He says, "It's Barry Wayne, it's my little boy." And they thought it was Barry Wayne that had run off the block. But oh yes, he used to... all the doors were always locked, both at the hall and at Lake and Beachview, Lake and Beachview. The doors were always locked.
Were you trying to create some kind of home for them?
It was home for them. It was home for us as well. It were really, and then, of course, like I say, and then they went for the dinner, then the afternoon. But then at tea time, we gave them all we toileted them, gave them the tea, and then we put them all to bed. So it was a ritual, you know, and then folding the clothes up, washing, throwing them to wash, getting clean clothes out for them for next morning, and then we'd read them stories. And I always remember that the most awful thing was that the schoolboys were stayed up later than the babies. And so sister would say, "Will you stop in there with the bigger boys?" And I'd read to them, or we'd play a game, or we'd sing songs. They liked to sing songs. Not anything specific, but sing a song of sixpence and things like that. Loved anything like that. And I remember standing round and we'd say our prayers, "Gentle Jesus, meek and mild." And I always remember thinking to myself, I hated that job because I thought, what have these little kids got anything to thank God for? And even now it moves me to think, you know, these little children, lovely and all holding their hands together and their heads down and saying the prayers and... what had they to say the prayers for? But we were happy. We were all happy and everybody mucked in together. You went off duty at 2 o'clock, but you'd stop over. I mean, you were only going back to Hatfield Hall anyway, but you'd stop over and you'd help them with teas or you'd stop in day room while other nurses were doing other jobs. And then we'd go back to Hatfield Hall, Barbara and I, and then we'd have our tea and then we'd go down and sit with the girls at Hatfield Hall. They'd be dancing or doing something. So we'd go with them. So we spent time with them both ends and loved it. It was a really homely atmosphere.